Welcome to the Amazing with Grace podcast, a spiritually relevant space for people like you who want to be excellent but not perfect. I am your host, Dr. Q Perry, a board-certified and Christian psychologist based in Dallas, Texas. Although I want this show to be a helpful and inspirational resource for you, it is not meant to substitute for a relationship or treatment with a licensed mental health provider. For more information and additional resources, please visit our website at www.amazingwithgrace.com. Let's get into the show. Hey, welcome or welcome back to another episode of the Amazing with Grace podcast. As you can tell from the title, we will be talking about a therapist's perspective on sneaky links. Now, before we get into anything, let's just start out with answering the question, what is a sneaky link? The most simple definition that I can give is having secret sex with somebody. And that means that nobody else knows about what y'all have going on except the two of you. Now, this term is actually trending. So there's TikTok videos, there's YouTube videos, there's a few articles, there's podcast episodes talking about sneaky links. And most of what I've seen out there falls in a few categories. And those are the pros of having a sneaky link, the rules of having a sneaky link, and or how it all went wrong or falling in love with your sneaky link. So what are some of the pros that people talk about having a sneaky link? Most people who have a sneaky link talk about how fun it is, how exciting it is, how the fact that it is a secret makes the connection that much more exciting and special. Some other pros is that there's no commitment expected, that it's something new, and that it's usually something spontaneous. Now, what are some quick rules before we actually get into my perspective on it? Most of the rules that I've seen around sneaky links have to do with, one, your health. People tell you how to get ready to make sure that you're fresh, to make sure that you're clean, and that you are prepared to meet up and have sex. And I'd say a few talk about protection, protecting yourself from sexually transmitted infections. But most of the rules that I've seen surrounding sneaky links have to do with not getting attached and not having expectations of one another and not communicating on a level that would actually draw you closer to one another. So you're not really sharing anything significant. It's just surface level chit chat. And so here is my thought on a sneaky link, that all of this works out great until it doesn't. And most of the time, it doesn't. So I'll give you some things to think about if you are currently involved with a sneaky link or you're thinking about it, or maybe you were involved with a sneaky link and you're just trying to figure out what happened. So I'm going to give you a few things for you to think about. So go ahead, grab a drink, a snack, your journal and pen, or open your notes app, and we will get started. All right, so one of the first things I'd like you to do is to know your true inner needs. And notice I'm saying your true needs, because most of the time people will reduce a sneaky link connection to sex. They'll say, well, I just need my physical needs met. But I want you to think about your true inner needs. You need more than just a physical connection. We need all levels of intimacy. We need trust, companionship, loyalty, security. And I'm sure the list could go on and on. But if you know your true inner needs, then I think it'll help you flow into this other area. And that is to know your why. Are you connecting because you're lonely? Are you connecting because you're bored? Are you connecting because you want to get revenge on somebody? And I mean, we have to be real with ourselves. Why exactly are you connecting at a sexual only level? And it's really not a sexual only level. And we'll talk about that in just a moment. Are you connecting because you feel insecure? Are you connecting because you are avoiding addressing some deeply rooted issues? And most of the time when I talk to people about sneaky links and some of the deeply rooted issues, it has to do with their inner level of wholeness. Have you actually done your work? Have you healed from childhood or previous or current experiences that might have left you broken in some areas of your heart and mind? And what grieves me is when people intentionally try to deceive themselves. They'll say things like, well, it's just sex and there's no expectations and I wasn't expecting anything or I wasn't trying to catch feelings. But the deception is that, contrary to what the culture says, sex is not just sex. Think about it. In order to have sex with somebody, that is a very, very vulnerable and intimate space, not just physically, but also emotionally and spiritually. So it's no wonder that you have sex with somebody multiple times and eventually one or both of you will become emotionally attached. Do you know why that happens? Because that is what sex was designed to do. It is a very spiritual act, an emotional act. So to try to deceive yourself into thinking that this is just something physically that we'll do, I think is really setting yourself up and the other person up for problems in the long run. So it doesn't matter if we have rules in the beginning. The very nature of sex itself is going to result in the breaking of these rules. So yes, we might say, listen, we'll meet up either with regularity or we'll meet up spontaneously and we're just going to have sex. You go your way and I go my way. We're not going to talk. We're not going to get close. And most of the time what I hear people say is, well, I told her that this was just sex and I had somebody, so not to get attached. But just because you put something out there does not mean that it will not happen. And it also does not mean that you should not be accountable. And so I want you to really think about that as you are engaging in sneaky links, is what actually am I agreeing to? Am I agreeing that yes, we'll have sex and if I catch feelings, I will have to sit by myself with those feelings? And how does that feel to know that a person that you've been giving your body to, sharing your physical space with, now says, hey, hands off, deal breaker, you're on your own? That hurts. I don't care what you try to tell yourself, but that hurts. And I know because people talk to me about it, that they deceive themselves into thinking, you know what? I do want companionship. I do want commitment. I do want connection. I do want security. I do want loyalty, but I'll go for this. This is what I really want, or this is the most that I can have with this person. So this is why I'm asking you to know your true inner needs and to know your why. If you're in a relationship and you are involved in a sneaky link, then you have to ask yourself, why am I choosing to have a sexual connection with someone outside of my relationship or outside of my marriage instead of addressing the deficit or the void that's in my current relationship? Am I being real with myself? Am I being real with this other person who assumes that I am being loyal? Well, some people might say, well, I strongly believe that my partner is doing the same thing. Does that make it right for you that you hurt me, so I'll hurt you? Again, goes back to knowing your why. Am I doing this out of revenge? Does it make me feel good to know that you cheated on me, and so I'm going to cheat on you and you don't even know it? Now, we might say that this is fine and it works until it doesn't. And usually there's a whole big fallout that you have to deal with or that your partner has to deal with. Or what if you get pregnant and now there's lots of people who have to deal with the fallout? Or maybe you're in a situation where you're single, but the person you're linking up with is in a relationship. Have you considered that you're also hurting their partner? Because their partner likely assumes that they are being faithful. So although this might be fun, I want to encourage you to think about things on a deeper level. Because usually, if we don't do it up front, something will happen and we'll have to do this work that I'm asking you to do on the back end of it. And usually, it's when you're already hurt, when you're already disappointed, when you're already emotionally attached to the person. Sex does exactly what God designed it to do, and that is to connect you. And speaking of God, for those of us who are spiritual, I want to add this other consideration. If you are engaged in a sneaky link and your true heart's desire is to have a loving and committed relationship, I want to ask you to think about what keeps you from trusting God and trusting yourself to wait on God's best. Take a moment and think about that. What keeps me from trusting God and trusting myself to wait on God's best? So I hope these considerations were helpful to you. The intent of this episode was not to tell you what to do or what not to do. My hope was that you could get some information to consider the full picture and not just we're having fun. Don't have any expectations of me. I won't have any of you. Let's stay healthy. Let's have a good time. And then in the end, somebody gets hurt. Whatever decision that you make, I want you to have as much information as possible to make the best decision for you. Because you may go through all of these considerations and say, hey, I'm good with whatever the outcome is. If this episode was in any way helpful to you, or you think it may be helpful to a friend, then I encourage you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts and also share this with a friend so that y'all can continue the conversation. So let me go into a quick prayer time. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to talk about something that is very relevant to our times. Help us to see things the way that you see circumstances. Help us to see ourselves the way that you see us. And I pray that as we are examining this aspect of our lives, that we are able to think clearly and thoughtfully about the psychological impact of connecting sexually without commitment. And it's in your son's name that we pray. Amen. That is all that I have for you today. Until next time, take care.